Phoenix Books presents The Next Century, written by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David Halberstam. This performance by E.G. Marshall is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1991 Dove Audio sound recording.
On February 26, 1989, I was one of two speakers before the governors of the 50 states of the Union. It was a memorable occasion, not merely because of the distinguished audience, but also because Henry Kissinger was the other speaker. There he was, well-tanned, surrounded by what seemed to be several bodyguards, and looking a little less chubby than he does in his photos. The governors were eager to hear him, for he was to talk about the new, ever more startling events taking place in the Soviet Union. This, then, was not just some abstract speech. This was a speech by one of the most celebrated men of our time on a subject that in our shrinking world pressed close to them and their America. For the first 10 minutes or so, he really had them. He performed with considerable charm, and in the beginning, with a great deal of self-deprecating humor. As he started to talk about Gorbachev, their interest was further piqued. They sensed that what was happening in the Soviet Union was the beginning of something historic. If there was any hope for their America, however long range, it was that there might be a lessening of East-West tensions, which might in turn permit a reevaluation of national priorities, which might eventually result in a redirection of our nation's political, emotional, and economic energies. The phrase peace dividend, implying those vast billions that might be used for domestic needs, had not yet become part of the political lexicon. But that was when the idea of a major break in the Cold War was but a glimmer.